Leonard Bernstein, or Lenny for those of us who knew him, was a giant in American music. First of all, he was the first American-born conductor to lead a Big Five, in his case, the New York Philharmonic. And I think for those of us who were coming of age as young American music directors, a real inspiration for using music as a vehicle for connecting with people. He was always great one-on-one with people as well in large groups. I remember seeing him backstage at Symphony Hall passionately talking about Gustav Mahler and why his music needed to be heard. His young person's concerts, innovative for TV at the time, quite literally educated a generation of young people and their parents in the beauty and the passion and the importance of the symphony orchestra. Aside from that, he was also born – I grew up in Massachusetts. Lenny was from Lawrence, Mass. He loved to play rock and roll and jazz piano, and I really use his career as a template for what an American music director can be. Orchestras are not just, if you will, temples for music of the past. They have to be vital. Lenny was always promoting music of new composers. I mean, back in the day, Charles Ives, Samuel Barber, Aaron Copland, but even more esoteric composers than that. He was a great advocate for human rights and human dignity, even may have jeopardized himself career-wise in some instances by speaking out against causes that he felt passionately about. And I think also it's important to know that Lenny was of Jewish heritage. And I think particularly important, the whole diversity of his experience, a lot of his great works using liturgical traditions from lots of different ways in the Judeo-Christian tradition, really important. And his lasting legacy, of course, he would have been 100 this year. I got to know him a little bit at Tanglewood when I was there and also collaborated on a production of his operetta Candide, which was a great privilege back in the late 1980s, only a couple of years before he died of a heart attack.
Talking to David Stewart Wiley, the music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra, and let's talk about the concert on May 5th. Talk about playing the overture from Candide, music from On the Waterfront, and music from West Side Story. How excited are you and the orchestra about that?
It's truly a privilege to be able to pay tribute to Leonard Bernstein with our special Roanoke Symphony concert on the 5th. Three of my favorite of his works, and maybe I'll start with the music from On the Waterfront. He always spoke of this as one of his favorite pieces. I mean, we, of course, know the iconic film with Marlon Brando. One of his famous comments was, I left most of my greatest music for On the Waterfront on the cutting room floor, of course. What I think he meant by that is that back in the day when editing took place and you were literally, you know, snipping film reel, a lot of his stuff got edited out. But fortunately, we have an orchestral suite put together of a lot of the greatest moments, including some that didn't quite make it into the film, and we will be performing that symphonic suite on our program. I think incredibly powerful, visceral.
Talking to David Stewart Wiley, the music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Very dramatic.
Absolutely. And the overture to Candide is a staple of the repertoire, a real virtuoso tour de force for the orchestra. About 4 minutes, but it feels a lot faster than that. It's so full of joy. Always worked with that opera. He couldn't figure out, is it a musical? Is it an operetta? Is it an opera? The version we did in Massachusetts back in 88 was a combination of his Scottish opera version and musical theater. Also great lyrics by Sondheim, by the way. So that's a great overture. And then the iconic West Side Story. I mean, there are too many great songs in that to mention. Thank you. it lends itself beautifully to symphonic performance. And finally, on the second half of that concert, we do one of the works that I watched him conduct at Tanglewood, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. So,
which I guess was one of his favorites, maybe?
It really was. He had an affinity for Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky was a multi-layered, complex man, as was Leonard Bernstein. So I think he really identified with a lot of the struggles that the great Russian composer went through in achieving his work, this idea of fate. Maybe Lenny was fated to be the first American music director and advocate for music and advocate for human rights. I think now more than ever, we need to remember his legacy. And for ticket holders, you can come an hour early at 6:30, and I'll sit at the piano, play examples.
Which brings us back to Leonard Bernstein. He sort of fused a few different music genres. Maybe got more people sucked into the classical musical world.
I absolutely think so. I think that the young person's concerts that were broadcast nationally on TV brought new people to classical music. I mean, when he sat down at the piano and played the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby and then connected it to a classical symphony, people had an aha moment, and that's what we can do as artists. We are called, I believe, to find those connections. You don't have to have gone to a conservatory to go to a symphony concert. You just have to have an open mind, desire to learn, to experience beautiful music. And as I say, the arts are a necessity, not a luxury, now more than ever before.